D World Podcast. What's going on, viewers? Appreciate you for checking out my segment. This one, gonna get deep into the mix right here. This podcast right here, man, I wanted to talk about something real deep to me. You know what I mean? Like, this one right here is a personal one that I'm giving to my people. I'm gonna break down my assassination attempts that was on my life and how God was right there. And nothing wasn't gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? Nothing was gonna go down. Nothing could go down without God pushing that button, without God wanting it to go down. And I felt in my heart when the situation was going down that it wasn't my time to go. No matter how many guns was in my face and how many times I seen the trigger being pulled, I felt that it wasn't my time to go. Because God is real. You can feel him. Your body shakes sometime. You know what I mean? It gets that deep sometime. People in my faction, my peoples, my scenario, my life, the way we get down, we got a word that caused a lot of lives to not be here no more, and it caused a lot of people to still be living. It's called the word retaliation. And like I said, I don't have no bitch in me, so retaliation is the next order of defense for something like that going down in your life. But once again, I'm going to bring God back into the scenario and let you know. Sometimes God will just be like, chill. And you'll be like, damn, dog. Niggas just like, for real, dog. They did this. They did that. Like, how you going to let them boys get away with that? Come on, man. How people get away with anything when God got his hand in it? When God got his hand in it, it's universal things that happen. So once I started seeing universal things happen from the very beginning, from the triggers being pulled, to the way that the whole environment of the situation went through the days, through the weeks, through the months, through the years, I once again was fought with emotion in me that God just took away from me. Like, yo, I got this. Fall back, D World. Sometimes I don't be there to stop you. That's because I don't want you to stop. Sometimes I'm there. And I'll tell you over and over again, I won't let you move. I'll tell you, no, that's not parting. That's not parting with my plan. And I've always been free giving to God. I haven't been free giving with people. I still went against my own vices and my own judgment. But when God enters me and tell me it's cool, no, you got to go handle that. I'll let it ride. I'm 100% with God on that. And he know that. That's why I'm still here. That's why I will still be here. Because God is beyond any understanding that you can possibly ever reach. You know what I mean? The concept of just him alone is too much for the human mind to bear. So just go with it sometime. And that word is called instinct. Instinct is a little bit more universal and it's a little bit more crazy. Instinct is something that's inside of your body. It's telling you, no, do it. Oh, no. No, don't do that. Do this right now. The way that we was brought up into our civilization, we're trained almost not to believe our instinct. So we're going to go against our instinct because we're worrying or we're scared that our instinct is not right. But your instinct has God involved in it. So once God is involved with it, your instinct is right because God is inside of you. So if he inside of you and your instinct is ringing the bell telling you no, yeah, listen to it. 97.9% your instinct gonna be right. So follow that. And I always follow my instincts. And I know that I'm going through God's journey, through God's eyes. not solidify Russell Simmons rich right now, because God don't want me to be Russell Simmons rich right now. I'm not on the streets begging for change poor, because God don't want me to be on the streets begging for change poor. God got me right where he want me at. And y'all had to learn to accept that and try to walk perfect every day into God's manner, and you will see things change automatically. So when I go back to my assassination attempt, I'm telling you that it was like, chill, dog. Everything cool. We'll take care of that. I got this. I got you, dog. As if you're 6 years old and your dad is comforting you when you're a little boy, and you believe every damn word because you feel secure, and you feel that security, and you feel that love, and you know that he got you. Same feeling you got with God. But God feel it even more, and he love it even more, because he know deep down in the physical 20/20 vision eyesight, in your natural ability, you haven't never seen God. This is through a word called faith. Believing in something that you haven't seen. Feeling something in your body that you haven't touched, but it's there. So, just because you're mad at the minute, I'm trying to break you down to let you know that go with what your body feeling, what your instinct telling you, what you woke up feeling after you was mad at night. Did you wake up feeling the same way? Or you got mixed emotions about the situation? Then you need to think a little bit more. You don't need to be sitting somewhere for 20 years in a cell and you ain't really was 100% down with even getting down like that. You understand what I'm talking about? This D-World Life Podcast. And I told you we was going to get down. Always, always follow your instinct. It's godly. You're not wrong. It's just an easier way to follow your path. Stop fighting against it. So, we gonna just go with that, man. I know y'all don't like these long segments. It's 7:33 right now on the Richter scale. So it's kind of like, y'all let me know what y'all feel about the long segments, short segments. Well, I'm having a little trouble today with the word segment. But y'all let me know how y'all feel about that, man. I'm just on my podcast. I'm breaking down how I feel. And this is how it's always going to be. So it's always worth tuning in to see what D-World talking about, what situations he was in, how did he go down, you know what I'm saying? I don't really want to bring my whole situation to relevance that I'm talking about. It was just a couple of assassination attempts on my life through being guilty through family affiliation, some of the situations, and some of them were just pure right hate, you know what I'm saying? I was getting it. You know what I'm saying? I own a couple of little establishments, had things going in full progress, and you know, it's always going to be them haters. And the reason why stuff like that got all the way to that point is because haters be shaking my hand, what's up, D-World, you know what I'm saying? Acting like they supporting, they down, but deep down, you know what I'm saying? They hate a nigga. They wish a nigga fell. They don't want him to breathe right, so you gotta watch that, man. Like I said, man, identity of choosing your friends. They gonna come in the woods with you, man. They not gonna pray for you, hit you up on the phone forever. They gonna come right there to your battle and handle that with you. You know what I'm saying? So you should be able to know who your real friends are. If you into that gossiping shit, then keep gossiping, man. You gonna have a gossiping type life, man. But if you into spitting that knowledge, every time I'm talking to somebody, I'm getting something out of this, we building knowledge, you gonna go far. You know what I'm saying? It's D-World Life Podcast, man. I'm going to cut this one short. Hope you got some type of point out of that. Hope it ain't no mix. You know what I'm saying? Emotions in that. And like I said, hit me up. Ask me questions. You know what I'm saying? Tell me what you want to know. It's D-World Life, man. Can't be no more 100 than this. Friend or foe, keep it real. We're going to keep on doing this like how we do. Follow my segment. Share it. It's real life right here. So, let's go. Never stop. Follow your dreams. Love yourself more. D-World Life Podcast. One love.